Procter & Gamble CEO doubles down on Gillette ad. There is an issue with toxic masculinity. By John Carney on January 24, 2019. The chief executive of the parent company of Gillette, which recently ran an advertisement depicting traditional views of masculinity as immoral and abusive, refused to back down on Thursday. It started a conversation, Procter & Gamble chief executive David Taylor said in an interview with CNBC's Sarah Eisen Thursday. There is an issue with toxic masculinity. Taylor, who spoke to Eisen at the Globalist Boondoggle in Davos, described the negative reaction to the video as coming from a well-organized but small number of people. Procter & Gamble reported earnings this week that beat expectations, but the company continues to struggle with sales in its grooming division, which includes Gillette razors. Increasingly, men are spending less on mass-market shaving products offered by big consumer businesses. As Breitbart has previously reported, at number 28 on the list of the top 50 most disliked YouTube videos of all time, Gillette's controversial commercial is currently just below Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do, Lil Pump's Gucci Gang, and Miley Cyrus' We Can't Stop. Excluding music videos, Gillette's commercial is the 12th most disliked YouTube video of all time. As previously reported, Gillette's commercial asked viewers, "Is this the best a man can get?" in a twist on the company's classic tagline, "The best a man can get," and took on a number of issues, including sexual harassment and bullying, but also masculinity. At the start of the video, toxic masculinity is read out as one of the main negative issues in society, along with bullying and sexual harassment. Taylor did not explain how attacking toxic masculinity would help Gillette sell more razors to male consumers.